This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, May 3rd. Will corn show signs of a quiet recovery in the grain market on Thursday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
All right, let's talk about corn today. As we say in the business, sharply unchanged, right? Well, actually, now it was just up a little bit of a quarter, a tick in the fronts here. And what does that mean? Well, we're basically crawled back half of the year-long meltdown, and we're going to sit here and wait to see what happens. I mean, yesterday was a good example. We opened up strong on a little weather news. Things are a little wet, and the funds came in and slapped it again. So speaking about funds, they're still very, very short. And what's going to be something that's going to make them want to turn and run? And when they finally do turn and run, that's when you're going to see some decent up moves in corn. So we're going to need to see some new type of impetus to change the way things are going right now. And right now they feel very comfortable. And that's why they're continuing to either A, add to their positions, or B, not spook themselves on the way out.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 8.25 at 4.33¾. May corn was up 2 at 3.62. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 560 to 590. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 3.75, ranging from 553 to 578. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 10.25, ranging from 605.25 to 610.25. Live cattle for June were down 20 cents at 113.77.5. May feeder cattle were down 240 at 139 even. And May class 3 milk was up a nickel at 1620.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.